Yishalmi Tainus, Daf Yud Ches. We're starting from the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues the discussion of different things that charis that happen that require a Tainus. We discussed yesterday if you have if there's Dever or there's a Mapolis or the walls of the city collapse. Here the Mishnah gives some other things. Ma'aser she'yodu zekenim Yerushalayim le'areihem gazru Tainus. Once happened, the zekenim of Yerushalayim came to their cities. And then, they made a tainus. They declared a tainus. They went back. They were in Yerushalayim, and they went back to their cities, to the cities throughout Eretz Yisrael, to declare a tainus. Al pishanira, why? Al pishanira kamoli b'tinim b'shev v'vav b'shekolim, because they saw that there was damage, the crop damage by the winds, terrible winds that were seen in Ashkelon, which affected, Gemara says, Peter Shetov and Ashkelon, that there was the grain that is produced, that Pitun fills the opening of the Tanner. So what did they do? What does that mean? Says the Korban Eidah, Shalak B'Shidav and Kalkal Tfua. It came such a terrible storm, a wind storm, that so much Tfua was damaged, a Roy Las Menor Pas, the Malas Pitun, yet he could have made from it a bread that would fill up the entire opening of the Tanner. That was said that they saw that what was going on, that that it was this was something that they realized was a calamity that would affect all of Klal Yisrael. There was something that had so much damage that the would be something. And Klal Moshe has the same idea. Mali b'taner, Ashkelon was there when Eretz Plishtim was Ashkelon, and that it was something they realized would have a serious repercussion on them. Therefore, they made a tainus. And we're going to explain a little bit more. So we said that they went again in Eretz Yisrael. Even though this was now Eretz Palestine, it wasn't part of Eretz Yisrael. But Lamaisa, even though it was part of time when they kibush Eretz, they became part of Eretz Yisrael. So they went back to the rest of Eretz Yisrael where they lived, and they also made it again for the next day, not just for that day, but Lamakar. They made for the next day as well. The what says the second day time? So Shagokul is why Shakuzev and Shnei Tikos Beviyad. Wolves came and consumed, devoured, killed two children in Eivrei Yarden. So they a terrible thing happened that two children were killed. Chayra, that's considered a terrible makkah. So Yossi Aimer, that's why he made the second one. Yossi Aimer lo al sha'aku, it wasn't because the wolves ate them, el shal niru, the wolves were seen. And that's just to be seen, even though they were in an area there that there could be a sakana, because they could go ahead and kill the children. As a male, therefore, has to be seen. If they've seen enough, there was the fact that they were seen and they're dangerous enough, the Gemara will explain Ashaniru what that means, that they came to the city, wolves that don't go, that are dangerous animals. They were seen roaming the city. That alone requires a gzeira, a tainus, because the fact that the damage that it could do. So Gemara, that's what the Mishnah says. So when it looks at the Mishnah, they went ahead because they saw the crop damage. They went ahead; it was enough grain was destroyed that he opened up the mouth of an opening of the oven. Gemara says Chada de Atomer. That would say the Mishnah Mechunas talks about the damage was in one area of the field. Aval Mefuzah is spread throughout the field. Even if it was less than that amount of grain, it's also considered a problem. In other words, Gemara explains when it's in different places, when it's in one place, that's a shidduch. That's a terrible thing. That requires the amount of that has to be damaged, has to be ruined in order to make a gzera. A tainus has to be the mole piatanur. But if it's scattered in different places, even if it's smaller than that, we're ready masriyan, because this was it was scattered around, but it could be much more of a damage. And you see that therefore they would require to make a tainus, even if it was less than that amount was there. That is the lashon of the Gemara says would be more. Says that's what he commented to explain. So another mindset was again the wolves came. Machlokas whether they ate the children or they just were seen in the area there. So what's the nafkamina? So Gemara tries to explain what this is. So Gemara says the wolves were seen, not that they were just stop seen, but rather they were chasing after someone, even if they didn't actually kill the person, but there was enough to, if they're chasing after us, but they're not afraid of people, then that's a sakana. And therefore, that would be Ratzon HaKol B'nei Adam. That would be ready enough to make a tainus, a terrible thing. Where it says, and when somebody just by born, he says the case was they seen means near a makom shein royal them. The case where they sit, even if they didn't running after anybody, but they were seen in a place like in a city where they usually don't appear. That alone is to be already considered a terrible calamity for gzeira. Shein royal them going shenir beir, like they're seen in the city. These are only for the outs. They only go in the roam in the desert. They don't roam in the forest. They don't roam in the cities itself. They're afraid of people. Yet they did come, even if they didn't run after anybody. Says of Yosi Babun. But they're just already not afraid of people. That means already now they're dangerous. They could go ahead and do damage, and therefore there would be a requirement to make a tainus in that. That's what the Gemara says would be this. Okay, so now the Mishnah continues. Another halakha of Mishnah is even more. The Gemara says there are different calamities. The Gemara talks about calamities which we don't fast. This we said either we fast to blow a shofar. Now we're going to see other things we don't even fast or blow a shofar. But Maisa, it's an eighth surah. And we have to go ahead and daven for these people. Mar says that the daven, because it's a sakana. And the Mar will explain, what are we talking about over here? So the Mar says that the Alamez Rav, these ones must scream on Shabbos. These ones we cry out and pray on Shabbos, that we call out. The Mar says, he must scream, doesn't mean, again, before it meant with a shofar. Here we're saying, al tefillah. We cry out on tefillah. So the Mar says that we call out even on Shabbos. We would do that even on Shabbos. We don't daven we don't make bakashas. We would daven as well. Surrounded by goyim, dangerous. They'll be able to go and attack the city. Or river. The river's arriving. It's going to go and flood the entire city. Or you have a ship that's tossing in the storm in the sea, and therefore it could be seen the danger of being turned over, of sinking. So the Mara said that these all the terrible things where we go ahead, we cry out on Shabbos. We don't blow shofar, we don't fast, but the dangers are there. We cry out even on Shabbos for Yeshua. We go ahead, we gather people together, Ezra, to come together to help people, but we don't go out. We don't go ahead, even in these cases, we don't go ahead and do the tefillah. In other words, we don't go ahead. We can't do that because in Shabbat we don't just stop to daven for bat kashas, but so we don't do that. So we can go and try to do what we can la Ezra to help them. They should be helped, but you can't go ahead and do actual tefillahs that we don't do. Like it says, Yosi Yomel Ezra, we can gather people together. Sheyavu Lazer, we can come together, like the commentator says. Pei Moshe said, we can gather people together to come and help. But to get together for tefillos, l'rabim, that we don't do on Shabbos, because we don't, just like we don't token on Shabbos, we don't together, you can go ahead, Masana, and you don't go ahead, and you don't call together and make a Sibra. Shemnat Temani Yomer, Shemnat Temani said, that Afa Biadavar, the most Afa Ladev, even on Dever, even on plague, we can go ahead and call out Tefillos, and we can go ahead and cry out in Tavim, we don't blow shofar, we don't fast, but we can call out by Dever enough to go ahead and to make a cry out in Tefillah. And the Lord come and they won't agree to him, the come and they won't agree, and says that we don't cry out on a Dever, on a plague, that we don't do. The Mar says, that we don't do Masriyim Shabbos, even on Dever, they don't agree we do that. Behold, you can do it, of course, but not on Shabbos, that we don't do it. So like the Gemara, continue, Mark explains, Allah is at tefillah. Hashem said to answer me, that double lashon. So that in our Shabbos, but we don't do that on a weekday, but we don't do that on Shabbos. That's what we do during the week. But on Shabbos, we don't do that. We do different, so the plain motion to explain that the Kach Masim Shabbos, this is what we do on Shabbos, is San Anish, Omer Slichos of Yom Kippurim, Masri in the Masizen, we'll blow a shofar. We don't blow a shofar, but we can go ahead and call out a tefillah like we do this, which we do on Yom Kippur, and on we could do that. So Gemara said, even on Shabbos we could do that, but Makom Tzar. So Gemara said, Kach, Masim, we'll be all about the Kavitz Akash, we have some Elezer Lo Tzakar, can't call out. Atan Kamaisa, so I may not feel Tzakar, Mashmur Tanan disagrees with Yossi, says, even allowed to go ahead and let Tzakar. you're going to call out the tzaka. So we just finished saying that that you go call out, but you don't call out at tzaka. You can say those tefillos, but you don't make a tefillah barabim. And yet over here we see Vaisas that the Tana Kama holds that you can do it. And I, Rav, said you can't. So Chayra, the Tana, the Mishas, Mashma, not like Rav, the Kashan Rav. The Gemara doesn't really answer this question. Doesn't answer this question as to how that Rash Mamina Lokarav with that doesn't have the Gembavli, the Gemara there answers this Shaila, but he answers this Kashan Rav, but from the Brisa, but from the Mishnah, but here we don't have that, but we don't answer that in the Yishalmi. So the Gemara, we got light, we got Goyim coming, we got to be able to daven, or you have an army coming, Goyim coming, it's Sakana. Soldiers came to his city. But not the Sevitar Allah Rosha Agag. He took a Sevitar and he went up to the top of the roof. And he said, Hashem, in Batlas Chadim, if we had neglected even one word of this Torah, Yalon Lon, let them come and invade the city. If Yalon Lon, and if I didn't, I could fulfill the whole Torah, Yalon Lon, let them go away. But yeah, Bim Lashgar. The Mishnah, they went ahead, they searched, and they saw they were not found, they left. So the tefillah that he gave, such a tefillah, we challenged the Gosh Baruch Hu, it worked, and they left. And they're not able to find anybody. They all left town. They all weren't around anymore. They said they looked for them and nobody was there. They saw that they left based upon Akash Baruch Hu, listened to his tefillah, and all of them left. Mar says another Maisa. Then Abba Tamidia Avakang. Mar says student of Levi did the same thing. Taught the Dula, his Rebbe did, and tried to do the same thing. The challenge. Yivashi the day, but as a punishment, Yivashi had his hands dried up. But yet his tefillah was answered and the taka went away. But what do you mean his hands were dried up? What does that mean? That he lost the use of his hand. His hand dried up, that he was punished because the way he spoke, that was not correct. Says the Kamenedah. He wasn't a chassid like a Rebbe to go and do that and speak like that, so therefore he was punished that he lost the use of his hands. But Lamaisa, because he was a tzaddik and he was a triko and he was the last thing, and therefore Lamaisa it helped. So Taka, what's wrong? What's wrong with such a tefillah? Says the Kabbalah, since he wasn't right for Kach, he triak barri lasas nes, because he forced the Kodesh Baruch Hu to do a nes, and that's inappropriate, especially when you're not someone that deserves it, like his Rebbe was the one that deserved it, and therefore he was punished. No tefillah helped, but it didn't. Tamid al-Tamid al-Vakayin. Then a student of his Levi also did. So no, it's a Talmud of his Talmud. But his Ram didn't write the other book, but the lane to go away. The next time they did it, it didn't even have that effect. It was nothing. It was a Talmud of a Talmud. So Memela, when he said this thing to Akash Baruch Hu, nothing happened to him, but it didn't help. They didn't go away because Lamaisa, because Yitfila wasn't, he was not right for it, and therefore, even though the tefillah was inappropriate, it meant nothing. It was then have his ineffective, and therefore, he wasn't punished like his Rebbe. His hands, he didn't lose use of his hands, but the army did not go away. Gemara says, I'm a laymanet and shashat nifka, and some of the shaita is not affected, the labasar emes, magashismal. Nor the dead flesh of a living person, does not feel the pain of a scalpel. So, in other words, what's pshat? And it's covenant to explain. Shame Magish Bifkovic. He wasn't punished because he's a shaita. He didn't realize that he had sins. He didn't realize, he thought he was greater than he was, but he wasn't. And therefore, he didn't even cheshbon. And therefore, Akash Baruch didn't punish him. Same thing, a person that's alive, because of Makkah, ain't a Magish Bismuchalu. When you cut to a person who has a dead flesh on his body, it doesn't have any feeling. The nerves don't feel it. If you can cut Mashu Gazet, same thing over here. This means nothing. You don't feel the pain of a scalp. A person that doesn't feel, so therefore, same thing. It's the same halacha, that the same idea that this person didn't feel that he sinned. He didn't even cheshbon what he had. He wasn't knowledgeable of the various that he did, that he thought he was better than that. If Akash Baruch ignored him, didn't punish him, there was nothing to do for him, because like he didn't feel in Shadi Nifka, and she wasn't punished because of that. And the same idea, that's why this third generation Talmud, nothing happened at all. Neither good nor bad. The Gemara continues. Another thing, Ma'aseh Achikot Tzolos Shalvi. You don't want tzaras to come. Any tzaras, you want to say that it's no tzaras should come to the tzibur. That all tzaras should be avoided. But sooner you let it go in, blow shofar. Except for the idea, because Rav Kshamim, that you can't. In other words, that you can't. When there's a lot of rain, You can't you daven it should stop the rain. You could daven for anything that goes on, and you'll any tzara that you have that comes upon you, you could go ahead and you could daven. But chutz miyog shamim, if there's a lot of rain, too much, you can't stop the rain. Says the kabbalah, lo sheyodah abigal mishkal zaduva, he ruins the tefillah. That, of course, then you have to, that's terrible. But if just a lot of rain, that the but it's not lamaisa, it's not lamaisa damaging anything, but it's just a torah. You have to go out in the rain, and you don't want the rain to damage, to it's affecting you. So therefore, then you can't, that you can't daven. It's a brook, and you can't do it. In other words, if it's going to damage, it's such a strong rain that's going to go destroy the crops. Of course, you could daven to protect the crops. But if you're, if it rain, if it's just a lot of rain, it's inconvenience you. But that daven for that, that you can't daven. That's inappropriate to make a tefillah for that. So the Gemara, Ma'aseh was a Ma'aseh that happened. Shema Kol Amagel. His father, she goes up. When it daven, famous Kol Amagel, daven at the rain, just that there should be rain. Ma'aseh says, Amalei said to him, too, at least with Turin, go and bring out the ovens which were used for the making of Korban Pesach. They should bring out. They shouldn't go ahead. They shouldn't come ruined in the rain. Bring them in. They should, if they get all, they're outside. And they're gonna go, they're gonna get waterlogged, and you won't do a full of rain. So don't bring them in, that they shouldn't get full of rain. And they, that's confident he was that, it's called Chania Magil, because Magil was the name of a place, and we'll see later, though, because of the story that it was Magil, because he made a circle around himself, we'll see the Gemara, and therefore, it was a tremendous person whose tefillos like Hashem Baruch Hu listened to, and therefore he was confident in his tefillos that he's going to be answered. And if we said bring in the tunayavi, bring it in, go and bring in, I said don't go ahead and get ruined, they get waterlogged. But Shosh Eliyahu, they shouldn't go ahead, they should get ruined. When I said Vitzvah Milah was going daven and look, rain didn't come. He drew a circle in the ground. I'm talking. He stood inside. Amen. He's like Hashem Baruch your children are relying on me. And they turn, I need to commend Malbach, they consider me a member of your household. Nishpati Yishmechal, I swear by your name, and Zazmekan, I'm not going to leave the circle until you have Rachmanis and your children, and bring rain. I still look something up, and rain began to come, small. I'm a lay, look, I didn't ask for this kind of rain. Elagishmegar is gone, they should fill the water, these are the caves, should be let in the water, people have enough to drink, they take care of their fields. Yo, the bizarre, it came down with such great force. I'm a coin, he said, look, I didn't ask for this kind of rain either. Gishmei Ratzon Bracha, I asked for good rains of Gushmei Ratzon Bracha Nadava, rain that's good, that's helpful, that's beneficial. That's what I asked for, not water that's going to rain, it's going to flood. Yo, the rain stopped and fell normally. Until Yerushalayim had to go to Arabayis, the Jews had to go up to Arabayis, which is much higher, because so much rain came back Shavu, because of the rain, was so much rain. I'm a lady came to him, just like you daven, that should read the count. Spalush Yechel, go daven, that it should stop. I'm a lamb, Tsuru, Minichas Evanatoyim. Go and look and see if the stone of Evanatoyim has been erased by the water. See over there how much water came out. And the Muslim explained what he saw over here, whether the Menashemayim, this was something that the Muslim explained what the idea with this stone was. See that to determine what the, what this means. What was this as a simon? They told him to see if water came enough water to come over here. And the Gemara is going to explain this in a moment. So the Moshe just says, want to see if the whole Evan Atoyim was covered with water. We know it's extremely very high. Then we have to go out daven to stop it. It's like a marble. But if it's not that high, if it's not that much, it may be heavy rain, but it's not a marble. It's not going to be that high, and therefore we don't have to go ahead and stop it. So that was the sign that he said the lesson. So the Gemara. Then he said, you have to go make it, not to have too much rain. The Gemara brings a pasuk in Malachi. And the Gemara says, that what's the pasuk say? It's like the Gemara, the pasuk says that the Galacha should be able to come along and bring a pasuk and Lashon Abli Dai. Pasuk, you go ahead and bring the psukim, bring the rain. Gemara says, Abli Dai, it says, until the psukim, Until enough. Until he's not enough. Adbili die. What's Adbili die? Until he's not enough. What does that mean? How's that a blessing? How's that a bracha? Adbili die. It's mashbid Adbili die means before you, but you don't have enough. So you don't have enough. That's what kind of bracha is that? So the Gemara explains what it means to say, the old window should open up and rain should come out. Which is something not to say enough. You cannot say enough. It's us to say enough. It's a bracha of rain, and you're not supposed to say die. You can't say, hey, enough rain. that you can't say. So therefore, I told him, I can't go ahead and say Yefshar. It's impossible to say die, says the Kohen Eder. I cried, Gomer, the Pasuk Malachi, Raki Lucham Brochad, Bleed Doi. What's Bleed Doi? Means don't say believe that without saying die. Don't stop the bracha. It's a bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, don't say die. Don't say it's enough. It's not the proper way to do it. You can't do that. You can't dive in such a way. That's where you see. So you see it from why he says, I can't dive in to stop the rain. Right? Another halakha Gemara says, the pasuk says, Achigilush for saying, Loma Dayenu Blichadok. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll open the windows of the heavens, be the rain will come down. Such an extent until you stop saying that you said enough for the bracha for us. You have enough, but think you don't even need more. You don't need more. You'll be tired from saying because bro enough. You'll be saying enough. I believe I. You're saying the pasuk said your lips would be moving from saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu enough tefillos that it should stop. Think my master Shem Lekum Kli Amagel. Shelik Shem Meijer Kamalem Tzura Knisa Torah. Go take out the Tanur Pesachim. It shouldn't get ruined. So the Gemara says, what's Pshat? Some say the reason why he said it because it was Erev Pesach and everyone was right. This was everyone was ready to bring the carbon Pesach. So it happened. Now all the ovens were outside ready to bring. So he told him, bring it inside because if it's going to get so waterlogged, you won't be able to bring the carbon Pesach. So bring it in. You'll take it out now. You'll bring it out later. So can I the Brisa? Mitre Nakas Lakon, the Gemara said, because it says 20th day of Adar, everyone fasted for rain, and after Chunifei, David, so you see it was close to Pesach, where it was, therefore, you see, that was the date of when it came, the 20th of Adar, and therefore the old Tzibur was waiting. Simon Kalasha says the Karben Eidah, what does that mean? It means Kalam Likshami Yodalem, and yet they told him to go ahead, Maisa was announced, the Latin Erev Pesach, it wasn't, one opinion was Erev Pesach, that's why he told him to bring it in. Everyone says, no, it was an Adar. And he told him this, slowly told him, bring it in, so that it shouldn't be able to dry from when you need it. It won't be wet. Everyone, therefore, will fall. So the Gemara says, probably heard him. He might dive in and rain didn't come. Gemara says, why didn't your hand, why is it feel us up right away? Because my Rabbi Shalom, Baba Nova, didn't come to pray because he didn't pray by Nova. He prayed with a little bit he didn't show any, by saying my tefillah come on, it's going to go ahead and rain, right? Bring in your things because it's going to start raining. Bring your ovens in. That wasn't done by anivus. It wasn't done with humility. And therefore, it didn't come right away. So the Gemara says, the spal al gsham el bader chov. He said, you have to bring it. If it didn't answer right away because his tefillah wasn't done with banova. He said, this difference didn't happen right at the beginning. Was a grandson of the original Kodim. He was a Kodim Amagel's grandson. His grandfather was the original Kodim Amagel. So the Gemara says that the, what's it, right? He was a grandson of the original Kodim Amagel. So the Gemara says that the, what happened? Moshe Kodim Bashi was the one who lived before the basement was destroyed. He lived, that was the Tekufa when he lived. Gemara says that was the original mice of the Chunei Amagel. Gemara says, what happened of the Sogabik Pale? He went out to hills to check his workers. When it was there, Nachas Mitre, rain began to fall. Shalom Mitre, he entered into a cave because it was raining hard. He sat down, he became drowsy, and he fell asleep. And he slept 70 years, he slept. Until basement was destroyed. When he woke up, he says, Matanukas, and he built it, and was built a second time. He missed the entire time the Chodin base reshown, and then 70 years later, the second base was rebuilt. He was there when it was rebuilt. Gemara says it came out with a Spanish mantra and it came a second time. So at the end of 7 years, this man he woke up from his sleep. Now the Medrusi went out from the cave, come out with Yulf, and he saw the world had changed when he fell asleep during his sleep. There was a corner where originally had been vineyards, was now olives. Zavi Avi Kai Zadim Yukos, the other way around where there was olives, now is grains. Shalay Medrusi went and inquired, what's going on over there? Why are these changes? Amalei said to Makal Alma, what news is in the world? So Amalei said to him, oh, you don't know what the news is in the world? I'm like, no, I don't know what's happening. What's going on? I'm lay mandat. Who are you? You don't know what's going on. Everyone knows the world, what's happening in the world. How could it be that you don't know what's going on in the world? I'm going to let me say to them, Chunei Amagel. My name is Chunei Amagel. I'm going to say to them, we lost Azara. You're actually Chunei Amagel? Weird that he went up into the Azara of Inari, and he would light up from his presence. When he went there, it was all lit up from his, how great he was. I'm going to say, oh, my Asse. So let's go see if you are. He went there. But he's not a liar. You're not lying who you are. He went up to the all of a sudden, came back and went and lit up. He was with Saka Kuni Amago, Kura Game, Kuni said to Pasuk himself, Shiva Sem Shivit Skiuni Kokomim. Roku turned the Zion should be like dreamers. In other words, he quoted the Pasuk in that they 7 years it came back, and 7 years was like a dream that they came back. So Kuni said, it's like a real dream for me. I was asleep and I woke up. It's like an extended sleep. So therefore it was mamish like a Mamash, like he had a dream that when he woke up, the Beis Hamikdash was rebuilt. So this was the Chunei Magil of our story. Here is the grandson of that Chunei Magil that slept all these years and missed the Churban Beis and woke up when it was already rebuilt, and it was he saw the changes that the world made. And this was the great Chunei Magil. This was our story of the rain. Is his story of his grandson? So the Maizkel Gershom began. When began the rain? Began a little rain. Amalele, borele. How did the Nevi'im say? Why did it come down? It came down a little bit just to go ahead, because could he made a neder? He won't come out of the out of the circle. So therefore, it's enough that he can come out of the circle. That his neder should be should be able to go. His mukuyim is neder. Now he can go out. So only a little bit came. Yuma says, and yes, I want real rain. Gishmi Rosh Yimaros, it filled the cave. Yoda Bazaar, the rains fell down very hard. Yuma Sabraisa says, Tani Shmuel, Kami, Pi, Noid. Each drop was the size of a mouth of a jug. When they say it went down very hard, it wasn't just hard rain, a large rain. They were so large, they were like at least the lug of the mouth of a jug was the size of the rain. Good rain. The Bittion went down until Yisrael, Bishlam Abayas, they had to go up Bishlam, so much rain, they had to go up on the hill, the highest part of Bishlam, which is the Abayas. Makuraya, once it was considered roofed, Tanikain, Istam Lifnim, Mestoyahayu, that the Harbayas was surrounded by roofed benches within a rows of roof benches, which means it was all covered over, and therefore these roof benches surrounded the Makom HaMikdash, and therefore was sheltered from the rain. So the people were stood underneath those istiyov, those rows of benches, and therefore that's what happened. They went up there. People went up there to be able to protect themselves from the heavy rain that was coming down, and therefore they stayed where the roof was over them, and that's why they went over there. So the Marsalek therefore said, therefore it was Makut. This was how would let it do that? Because there were certain parts of the Makom HaMikdash which wasn't Mukdash enough, and therefore they were able to go and to wait there till the rain, to protect themselves from the rain. That's what they were allowed to do. So the Gemara, people came and said to Chunin, you daven for us that it should rain. Now daven for us that it should stop. I'm a lady. You can know it's true because go see how far much rain you receive. If the stone of the Evan Atoyim is those who got lost, if it's covered over. If it's covered up by water, if it's covered over, I'll know. My is called a gun. What does he have to do with their bits? What purpose was this Evan Atoyim? Anybody lost something, would go there to find it, like a lost and found. Anybody would find something, they go there and bring it there as well. It was like a lost and found. So the finder would stand by there and announce his finding. The owner would go and see if whether it was considered, whether it was his that he lost or was something else that he lost. So therefore, he went in there, for we found that that's why he recognized, that's why from there on, he knew that this was the place, Evan HaTayim, where people would come together to find things. This would be the, seeing if this is covered with water or not, would be the criteria whether it's considered a flood that's out of place, which requires an Esara. We would have to go ahead and to redavin that it should stop, so there won't become a makom tzara. It won't become a place where there's so much tzara. Gemara says, let's go back. Gemara says, Chunin is just like it's possible for the stone to be raised from the world. You can't go ahead, just like the stone is going to be the permanent. So the rain, I can't. You're not allowed to go davin for rain that should be removed. Gemara says, so what did he do? Gemara says, go look, bring a carbon power of a hodah, of confession of your sins. That's what he passed. He brought a thing that you were a kapara for their sins. Someone gets to it. He puts this nikah yayadav, and he said, you brought too much misfortune, terrible things are raw. On your children, so much rain, it's going to destroy them. And you can't stand it. But go bring a tova, your children, bring it so good that you won't be able to endure all the good. You should bring them relief. The wind came, the clouds dispersed. The sun shone, the ground dried up quickly. They found wilderness full of kameim, like mushrooms, things that were growing from all the abundance of the rain. It grew from the moisture in the ground, that it was such a good rain. You see, it was Daka Dovatov. Not only did it rain, but when the rain left and it dried up, it left in its wake things that it grew. It grew kameim, it grew mushrooms, it grew truffles, it grew things that are considered Dover Michael. So you see, there was a positive thing that it came. It was as well. It came and it dried up in such a way that it was good. That it was good for the tzibur, was good for the world. that what he did was it worked out well. Another brisa the Gemara brings a brisa. When we went down and fixed Shemayel Chalit Shagos, stop. Amaleim Kadeshi Amen Keren Oifel Meshashik Israel Menachel Kidron. When how much rain when a person standing on Keren Oifel and he's able to go ahead and put his foot into the water in Kidron Valley? There's so much water that has come down that. On a tall plot, in a very high spot, dry ground, and yet it's coming down to go at it into water. That's different. That is simply be the shear. If you could do that, you know that you get not enough damage. You have to have a bring another marble, even though there's so much water there. You won't bring another marble. Matama, Shimnech, Noah, Associate, Hashem promised not to bring another marble. The water's for Noach, so it should be filled. Which means, again, we have to just make sure that it's done properly. And therefore, we don't have to worry about the water coming to a higher level because Lamaisa will be able to get the proper rain with this tefillos that we have and with the usage that we can have from the place that now would be dry. This was a reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu would talk of bringing an end to that rain, excessive rain, through the tefillah of Chunei HaMagid. We'll stop over here.